NDP members in Highwood are excited about what's to come after former Premier Rachel Notley announced last week she will be stepping down as leader of the party. She really has been the team captain in making the Alberta NDP an extremely competitive political party here in Alberta, said Jessica Hallam, secretary of the Highwood NDP Constituency Association. Whoever takes the reins next, they can do wonderful things thanks to Rachel. Hallam was the NDP candidate in Highwood in the 2023 provincial election, which saw the party record its highest ever share of the vote with almost 29%. Despite the loss to UCP incumbent MLA RJ Sigurdsson, the party increased its share from 17.5% in the 2019 election. "She's the head of the party and that plays a huge role in who you vote for," said Hallam. She overall was a positive driving force to getting to that near 30%. "But I think whoever comes next, I think we're just going to go up in popularity." Notley oversaw the election of Alberta's largest official opposition in 2023, with the NDP securing a record 38 out of the legislature's 87 seats. Hallam is excited for the upcoming leadership race but is certain that, regardless of the outcome, the Highwood riding will only continue to grow. "In Highwood, I think we've got our own momentum going," she said. "We're urban for the most part, but we're also very rural, and I think that being an NDP supporter really became acceptable in Highwood and much less taboo." Hallam credits Notley with inspiring her to run, citing her reduction of child poverty. Notley was first elected MLA for Edmonton Strathcona in 2008, then party leader in 2014, before becoming premier from 2015 to 2019. In light of Notley's departure, other constituency association members, including newly elected President Sheila Stacey, are already planning for the future. "We will continue to build on a progressive movement," said Stacey. "We want to build up to the next election, but we also want to engage on issues and events that are important to our local constituents and happening now before the election." Stacey believes that Notley's departure is for the best, saying that, "She had a lot of respect in our community, but ultimately I think it's more to do with moving the party forward and freshening it up." Stacey's election as president of the Constituency Association last November saw her take the reins from founder Wilson Southam, who is happy to see more change in the party. "We have a whole new executive," said Southam. "We've got some pretty exciting younger people with some energy, good energy and big ideas, that are running the show. I'm watching with great enthusiasm. I think there's been major change here in Highwood too, and I'm very optimistic about the whole thing." On Notley's resignation, Southam said the move is a pivotal moment for the NDP to change things up. "She was a terrific person and did an excellent job, and I agree with her that it may be time for her to step aside for someone younger, some younger ideas," he said. Notley will remain leader until a leadership election is held, a date for which has yet to be announced.